This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Four Democratic members of Congress are complaining about a lack of information after touring the ICE detention facility in Aurora. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Congressman Jason Crow and his staff have been doing announced and unannounced visits of the facility since a 2019 mumps outbreak. It's always been easy to get in and get information, but that changed this year with President Trump's second term. And even though four members scheduled a tour in advance, Crow says they didn't get enough concrete information on Monday.
And I can personally say, after my 10th visit, this has been the most difficult visit in terms of getting information, getting answers out of the facility, out of the employees.
Crow and Boulder Congressman Joe Neguse have already sued ICE for being denied access to the facility. They say they will continue to press for answers to even basic questions, like just how many people are in the facility. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Lee Fire in northwest Colorado grew Monday, reversing some of the progress that fire crews have made there. Evacuees and other residents got an update last night on the Lee Fire and another nearby called the Elk Fire. More than 100 people attended a public meeting in Rifle. Rio Blanco County farmer Chris Cox and his family had to leave their ranch a week ago.
We're staying on private property where they're allowing us to camp because we have like our house cats, couple barn cats, some chickens, ducks, and you know, we have dogs.
The latest on several Colorado wildfires is at CPR.org. There is smoky air in western Colorado and temperatures rising across the state. This is CPR News.